We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a drive deep left field. You talk about belted way out into the concourse. Holy smokes.
We talked about it. You got to pitch him in. Your margin for error is pretty small.
I don't think I've seen a right-hand hitter hit one of the concourse.
He is such a special player. My goodness. Ronald Acuña Jr. is just, well, he's got $100 million in his pocket and everything.
Yeah, right?
Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So much to talk about today in terms of Ozzie Albies' contract, 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is, of course, 404-741-0929. And getting into our poll question as well on our Twitter, at 929 The Game, what trophy or award you would like to win the most, a gold medal, a Heisman, an MVP, or a green jacket? And you can vote right now
green on green jacket. Green jacket for me.
Most people right now, though, are voting gold medal ahead of green jacket.
I guess because they're looking at it more so from the prestige of being – the best that your country has to offer.
Yeah.
Which is a cool.
Representing the country.
But having that gold medal ain't gonna put food on the table. A whole lot.
Not a whole lot. No. So we got a lot going on today. We're going to be talking about the Hawks coming up at the program, not only recapping their season, but pegging off something Steve Holman said about the future of the Hawks. We want you to jump into this Albies conversation and be part of it too, because Ozzie Albies gets a 7-year, $35 million deal. And the reaction to this nationwide is noticeable. Here's a couple of callers ago said, you know, hey, listen, you know, you can't fault the man, because I think we all understand that what Ozzie Albies has done has taken a family discount. He even said it. You know, he wants to be here. He wants to be a part of Ronald Acuña's life. They are. Well, we have that soundbite again there, Daryl, about Ozzie talking about Acuña and about you know, what it means in terms of.
Being friends.
Yeah, being friends, and how Ronald influenced him one way or the other. Here it is.
We're more than best friends. We're brothers to each other. I love, like I said, I didn't choose this just because of him, but because I love everybody on the team. And I love being where I'm at. I love being part of the Brave, and I want to be a Brave for the rest of my life.
When they announced the deal, all the Braves teammates were there. They were all cheering, and Dansby Swanson was really happy. But here's the downside, and this is what I'd love to hear from you at 404-741-0929 and how you react to this. And this is what Scott Boras is talking about. If you're Kyle Wright, if you're Ian Anderson, if you're any of these young players, even if you're Dansby, suddenly what baseball is doing is depressing the market.
Yes.
In terms of sixth year in market.
Yes. And not only that, players aren't making it to arbitration.
Right. That's the sixth like, that's year the in.
Yeah, they're making it to arbitration. In. You know, I was just looking around the Twitterverse and on the internet, and Jeff Passan said this. He said, it's typical that agents criticize competitors' deals, but I've now heard from executives, players, analytics people, development side, and scouts who are saying the same thing. Ozzie Albies' extension might be the worst contract ever for a player, and that's not hyperbole. Now, that's strong. Now, again, when you look at it, it's one of those deals that when you look at the money that was just dished out to Bryce Harper and Mike Trout, and you look at these young players, and we even talked about it before Ronald Acuña Jr. signed his deal, like he could potentially be the next or the first $500 million player. And you look at this deal that Ozzie Albies signed. Now, again, as an analyst on this radio station, you look at that and say, that's kind of interesting, because you know he's probably worth more than that. But at the end of the day, he signed the deal. And people want to point out the fact that maybe he has poor representation. Listen, I can tell you like this. I've had agents that try to sway me to do one thing. But the bottom line is this. I'm not a dummy. And I know what my worth is, or I know what I can potentially get. And I'm going to, regardless to what this agent is telling me, I have the final say in anything that I do. He is just a mouthpiece. He is a go-between between me and the team. And I remember in the situation when I was getting traded, I got traded from the New York Jets to the Philadelphia Eagles. And I remember the negotiations were going fast because I had gotten traded. He called me and said, "Hey, Hugh, you got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles." And I remember sitting there and I was like, "Wow." And I remember the Eagles came in and they were trying to lowball me. I forgot what the money was, but they were trying to lowball me. And they were saying, "You need to sign this deal because if you don't, we're not going to trade. You're going to be stuck." They were basically telling me that I was going to be without a job.
Right.
And so it, like, all of this is happening within 30 minutes because I'm laying in the bed. You got to think, I'm at home. I'm laying in the bed. My agent's calling me. I'm on the phone. He's telling me I just got traded. And now my head's spinning because in my mind, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? You know, yada, yada, yada. And they're telling me to sign this deal. Now, granted, my first year was like a $4 million deal or whatever. And so now they're telling me take this $10, $15 million deal. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money. But at the same time, I'm like feeling pressure to take this deal. And he comes back. I remember Drew comes back and says, "Listen, I just found out the Eagles have already traded for you. So this is a done deal. So they have to, you don't have to sign this deal. They have to, you know, they're kind of over the barrel with this." And he was like, "What do you want?" He asked me just like that, what is the money that you want? And I remember saying, "I want Willie McGinnis money." I said it just like that. Willie McGinnis, at that time, he signed a five-year, $25 million deal. He had just come off a Pro Bowl, And this was like my going into my third year in the league. And I said to him, I said, "If they want me, I want Willie McGinnis money." And he said, "If that's what you want, fine." He went back. Within 30 minutes of that conversation, they gave me the deal that I wanted. So the bottom line is this. Your agent, yes, he's your mouthpiece. His job is to give you all the information that you need to make a decision about what you want to do. That's his job. Now, if he's telling you that, it's like a doctor, John. When you go in the doctor's office, doctor always talks in vague terms. "Hey, well, if you do this, then there's a chance that it's going to be this, yada, yada, yada." That's the agent's job. Now, I don't know his agent from Adam. Been looking up his name or can't find his name anywhere in the Twitterverse or on Google. But the bottom line is this. At the end of the day, the player signs the deal that he is comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And you, whatever that is, there's always going to be somebody that has something to say about what you get. But as long as you're comfortable with that, that's the only thing that really matters.
Now, I can, on a much lesser scale, understand what you're saying. I've had a couple agents in my life. My last agent I fired because I didn't think he did his job.
Yeah, because it's like you know
right
when somebody's not doing their job.
Right, exactly.
Because it's a feeling.
I'm paying you to do something that I could do.
Yes,
I could get the same amount of money. What am I paying you for? Pete in Decatur, a great lot of stuff to jump in on the program today. It's Friday. We're going to have open phone lines throughout the day. Hey, Pete, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, good morning, first of all. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
All right. I got to agree with both of y'all on a couple of topics today. Number one, I think the Ozzie Albies deal, he signed the deal because I believe this is what he want to play, and he actually loves the game more than he loves the money right now, and he loves who he's playing with. As far as your question, oh, my God, that's a great question because that's a hard one to choose with. But I'm going with you on this one. Give me my green jacket. I take free meal every year, a couple of rounds of golf, couple of cigars, tell some lies, try to get on somebody's private plane so we can go to somebody's private Yakata. You hear me?
Yakata.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. You can trade it, too. I mean, you say, all right, you want to ride at Augusta? I want this. I want a trip somewhere. And okay, I'll give you a trip somewhere. A lot of people, thank you. I appreciate that. A lot of people with a lot of money will trade you
just to
around
play
the
around
golf.
The golf
with you at Augusta. Oh, that has serious value.
I'll even let you win. For a small fee. For real.
404-741-0929. You can jump into the program. You want to weigh in on the poll question? Do you want a gold medal, any individual award that you could win? This is Masters Friday. We have Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson at the top with DJ. Great leaderboard. Tigers lurking there, four back going into round two today. What individual award would you want? A gold medal, a Heisman? I'm surprised Heisman isn't doing better, this being college football country. MVP of your league or the green jacket? Or if you want to add to it, we only get four. You want a Wimbledon plate. You want a yellow jersey from the Tour de France. Whatever you want, your individual award. Jump into our Twitter at 929TheGame and vote on that. And, of course, if you want to weigh in on Ozzie Albies, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line, A great way to go, 404-741-0929. And the phone lines, again, are going to be open all day. We're going to be talking Hawks, Masters, Braves, and more. Jeremy in Covington is on with John and Hugh. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are y'all?
Pretty good. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. My only thing, Robert, I mean, tell you about it. The guy was probably making, what, $400,000 a year. Now he's getting paid for, he's getting a guaranteed contract of $35 million. I mean, that's a pretty good substantial raise. He's young. He's still going to get a big contract after this is over with. He's still going to be, what, 28, 29 when this contract's over with?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy's going to be in his prime, and he's still going to get paid. I mean, Bryce Harper didn't come in the league making $300 million a year. I mean, that's just how I look at it. He got a raise, plus he signed a contract. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I mean, and that's kind of the way I look at it. But, you know, this is the thing. We live in a day and age where, you know, number one, we're coming off some monster contracts. We're coming off some huge contracts.
330, 430, and this is the backlash.
Yes, and then you see the Ronald Acuna deal, which everybody looked at and was like, $100 million. Probably could have got more. But this one, it's so much lower than the one that Acuna got. That's the reason why people are talking. But again, like, we can't say what makes Ozzie Albies happy. We don't know. We don't know what motivates him. It might not be the money. He might be motivated by the simple fact that he wants to play with his best friend. That's it. And, you know, we all look at that because, you know, we all go to work every day and we work hard and we feel either you like the job that you work at or you wish you were making more money, something. How you feel some kind of way about it. But the bottom line is if you're happy doing what you're doing, then – it really doesn't matter how much money you're making.
And they really kind of had him, that was the point of the soundbite, a little over the barrel because of the fact that Ronald Acuna signed his 7-year, 8-year, 10-year, whatever it is, deal. Ozzie Albies was not leaving his brother. And Ozzie took a massive, not hometown, but family discount because Ozzie and Ronald are never parting.
You know what? I find the irony in everything. Like, you know, we sit and we talk about money all the time. And, you know, we are on our Twitter feeds and we do the social media thing. And I've never once heard a fan say, hey, you know what? For the most part, hey, that's a great deal that he took.
Mm-hmm.
It's either or. Oh, he got paid too much. Or he got fleeced. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking about
it's no in between. It's not, hey man, you know what? I don't hear too many people say, hey, you know what? That was a pretty good deal. He's happy. He's da-da-da-da-da. It's like, wow, he got way too much money.
Atlanta reacting to the 7-year, $35 million, $5 million deal, year deal for Ozzie Albies. Aaron in Breslin is joining us. Morning to you, Aaron.
Oh, he got paid too much.
All right, let's put Aaron on hold.
Yeah, you got to catch up. He listens to the station.
You're right. So now understand that when Aaron, please call back in. There's a delay between what we say and when you hear it, so make sure you turn your radio down. Randy and Gwinnett. Randy, you're on the program with John and Hugh. Hey, Randy.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good,
how
man.
You doing?
All right. Hey, I think it's a travesty. I think that even though that Albies wants to play with Acuna, I mean, I think it's just fair market value. I don't think the Braves in no way, shape, or fashion would have even thought about offering DeAndre Swanson this deal. So, hey, I got it. We talk about money, but, I mean, this was horrible.
Well, you know, and again, it's never what you're worth. It's only what you can negotiate. DeAndre comes back and says, I'm playing better than Ozzie, which now he is. I was the number one overall pick in the draft. He wasn't. This is true. And again, Dansby doesn't have the connection to Ronald Acuna. I guess, you know, look, what is your motivating factor, Randy, when you're negotiating a contract, right? All right, let me just, can I ask you? You live here.
Sure.
All right, let's say that your company that you happen to like, maybe in Gwinnett, and are you from here?
I am.
Okay, so does your family live here?
True, absolutely.
Okay, would you take 1.5 times the amount of money that you make right now to move to Bozeman, Montana?
Absolutely not.
All right. See, I there are motivating factors above and beyond money, right?
Right.
I guess
well,
that's
it. Look at you, John, breaking it down.
Only thing I can say real quick is that I understand money is not the ultimate thing, but I'm just saying it's also just like you were saying how you fired your agent because you thought that, hey, you know what? I'm worth more or I have more value to that. Well, we got to look at it this. The reason the baseball is locking these guys into long-term deals because they don't want to pay them.
Well, exactly. No, exactly. Randy, nobody's exactly right.
See, this is the thing. Nobody's arguing this point. Nobody's arguing that point. And nobody's
right.
And I'm not here. I am not here carrying a banner for management. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is this. If management, if you go to your job right now, if you're at your job and your boss says, okay, I'm going to give you a 50% raise, but you got to work a little bit longer. That's something that you have to figure out whether or not you want to do. I mean, and that makes you happy. Your friends might say, hey, you know what? You're an idiot. You're an idiot for taking that deal. But if you're happy taking that deal, then what does it matter what anybody else thinks about what you got?
By the way, I'm just going to throw this in. I'm going to leave it here, and I'm going to leave it alone. At the moment, Ozzie Albies probably needs to step his game up and start playing like a $5 million player. Okay? Just saying. We could use that first half Ozzie Albies. Blake, Chris, Coach, Mikey, everybody, hang on. We're reacting to Ozzie Albies' contract. You wear your favorite sports gear and join me tomorrow morning. I'm going to be at Green Meadows Preserve in Marietta for the Cobb Police Athletic League 5K. You can go to runsignup.com right now and sign up for the United for Youth 5K. That's the United for Youth 5K. It's tomorrow in Marietta. If you're a runner, still space is available. Join me at Green Meadows Preserve tomorrow morning in Marietta. Runsignup.com, the United for Youth 5K. I'm going to be there and love to see you. Come shake my hand. We'll have some fun tomorrow morning in Marietta. More of your reaction to Ozzie Albies' contract.
Hunker down, Dogs fans. It's time for spring football.
Join us Friday evening, April 19th, from 7 to 11 at Grindhouse Burgers in Athens. Then Saturday the 20th, we're taking it back to Grindhouse for a special edition of College Football Game Time.
G-Day is here.
And we've got your exclusive coverage live from Athens.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Busy weekend in Georgia, Braves in town, of course. We're getting ready for Atlanta United to get back into action up in New England. There's a little golf event going on east of us. And the Dogwood Festival is going on at Piedmont Park. We're going to be at the Dogwood Festival on Sunday with all the great art and music. Find the 92.9 The Game tent. We have prizes, giveaways that we're going to be drawing for and much more at the 92.9 The Game tent at the Dogwood Festival. We're reacting to the Ozzie Albies contract. And on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Hugh, Adam and Winder says this. He says, everyone is always upset with people like Matt Ryan taking big contracts and saying he should take a hometown discount. Someone takes a hometown discount and all of a sudden it's a tragedy.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. And, you know, I honestly believe sometimes that a lot of people's, you know, thoughts about matters like this are driven by what they read. I really do. Because I look at it, and I always try to step back from it. Now, yes, I would be lying if I said initially when I saw this that my first reaction was, wow, you know, 7 years, $35 million, that's kind of low. Mm-hmm. Because you look at the length of the contract, John, and you think about baseball, and you're like, wow, that's, you know, maybe if it had been like 50 or 60, you'd be like, oh, that's okay. That's pretty decent.
But he's not even playing like a $5 million player at the moment.
Yeah, but it's you look at it, and you're like, right, but at the – when you look at it and say, okay, well, obviously he looked at all of his options in this and he was okay with it because he signed it. Because you got to forget, he's still a grown man. And, you know, we can sit here and we can pick apart his deal. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he waking up and if he's looking at social media, he sees that everybody's saying that he took a terrible deal. But bottom line is this. When he was sitting there in that office and he was shaking everybody's hand, him and his agent, there's a lot of smiles going on.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sat there and he inked that deal, he was okay with it when he did it. Like the numbers that they negotiated, you know, this is the negotiation. Now, you could sit here and say poor representation, all that. That might be the case. But Ozzie Albies is still a grown man. And if you're looking like it ain't hard. I don't think it would be hard to look around at Major League Baseball and see the numbers or the money that somebody else is getting and say, okay, I'm just as good as this guy. You don't even have to go that far. Your boy just signed a $100 million deal a couple days ago. So if I'm thinking as a man, if I'm feeling some kind of way, if my boy just signed a $100 million deal and you come at me with $35 million, if I'm not okay with that, that's something I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to feel – I don't think I would feel pressure. I don't think he felt pressure to sign this deal. I don't. And I'm not, if I was not comfortable with it, I'm not signing it. I'm not. I'm just not. I'll ride it out. I'll play it out and see what happens. Because my thought process would be in that situation, if they're going to give me $35 million right now, I could probably get more if I just wait. That would be my thought process.
Yeah, but again, you're going from $400,000 to $35 million.
Yeah, and that's a heavy weight.
Remember, you're set for life. Regardless of what anybody else makes and whatever they're doing in life, you are now set for life.
And it's always easy. It's easy for a person to criticize when you're not in that situation because you don't know how you would handle that situation. That's almost just like hitting the lottery, to be totally honest. It is hitting the lottery because you're going from whatever you were making to making $5 million a year.
$400,000.
Well, yeah. I'm just.
Yeah,
you know,
I know. Right.
Yeah.
No, I know. To, making, Ozzie's
to making $5 million a year.
Right.
And it's like, wow, your mind is spinning. And you're not thinking about, most times, you're not thinking about, oh, man, so-and-so's got this or da-da-da-da-da. You're thinking about, wow, $35 million. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of money. So I can't be mad at him for taking that. I can't be mad at him for taking that. Now, as far as the ramifications for baseball moving forward, that remains to be seen. It really does.
A lot of reaction. Hear your calls. Chris in Jackson joins John and Hugh. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
Hey, I think it's a good deal all the way around if you look at it. I mean, you know, these guys, they paid them on potential. They didn't pay them on what they've done so far. I mean, they're still unproven, even though that potential is there for them to be as good as Machado or Harper or even Mike Trout. The Braves looked at it like this from a business standpoint. Hey, we just see these big contracts they paid. These guys are probably going to end up to be as good as those guys are. We need to go ahead and strike while the iron's hot and get them locked up for a few years because we got other moves we're going to have to make throughout the years, and we're not going to be able to afford to keep everybody.
Yeah, and that's,
the Braves are inheriting all the risk. I mean, these guys could never, you know, it looks like they're going to, especially Acuna, but Albies right now doesn't show me that he's even worth that contract. Now, on potential alone, I think it's worth it for him. And from the player standpoint, I think that, you know, they're young guys. They're playing a game. They're betting on themselves to play hard and play out these contracts and be able to sign that kind of contract that Harper and Machado got.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And now it's up to the Braves because Alex Anthopoulos said it, Chris. You know, hey, listen, this is a lot, and I'm paraphrasing, these contracts that lock up these two guys for the next 7 years are going to allow us to make other moves. All right, let's see. Let's see. Blake in Fayetteville is on with John and Hugh. Hey, Blake.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. First-time caller, long-term listener. Hopefully I get to see you in East Point on that event as far as the fruits and vegetable thing.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be out there. We're going to be out there making salads.
Yeah, a week from Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a week from Monday.
Tell me about that. But my thing is, the only reason about this Ozzie Albies thing, if he were to say he's trying to save money for the Braves and the Braves said that they're going to be bringing in the talent based on this deal, that to me is the only reason I would say, yeah, I can understand what he's saying. But my question is, why is it whenever they say family, it's always – get the hookup. Why can't they say, hey, we're family, and we're about to, you know, pay you what we feel you are worth? You know, like you're kind of saying, it's like if he's...
But if I may, just thanks, Blake, for the call and more of your calls. Hugh, again, I want to reiterate to everybody out there, because this is instructive in your life, all right? It is never what you're worth. It's only what you can negotiate. And you need to learn that. I tried to tell my daughter that so-and-so's making more money. Again, not what you're worth, only what you can negotiate.
Listen, man, somebody is always – that's just the way that life works. Somebody's always going to get a little bit more than you. That's why you think about in the corporate world, nobody likes to have their salary out there for the public. It's just unfortunate that for us, well, for the players that are playing now, their salaries are public knowledge. And we – are left, I mean, it puts them in a bad spot because now we're left to criticize it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, as a common working man, $35 million, there's not a person that's making any comments about this whole Ozzie Albies situation that if you were given a contract for $35 million that you wouldn't take. You would take that. You would take that in a heartbeat, especially when you're playing a game that you love. It's this is how I look at it. And I know a lot of people don't, but this is my perspective. If you're doing something that you love, you're not really working. You don't work. Like, I feel like, honestly, that I haven't really worked a day of my life. Only time I really worked is when I worked at McDonald's. That's it. That's the only time in my life that I worked in. Maybe when I did construction with my father, because I didn't like that. But everything else, man, like, when you reach a certain point in your life, and I'm assuming this is where Ozzy Albies is right now, it's about being happy. And I don't know anybody that's in earshot of this radio station that $35 million would make you happy.
And as he said, you can't put a price on my relationship with Ronald Acuna. He wouldn't go to another team for $300 million if it meant leaving Ronald Acuna. Mikey and Tucker's on with John in here. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, at the end of the day, this is a business. This has nothing to do with family. Hugh, you were talking about him being happy. I understand that. But at the end of the day, this is a business. You know, we can't give them less than they should get because of, you know, Ron is there and, you know, they haven't ever seen that kind of money because of where they came from. We can't even factor that in. This is a business, and it's not Ronald Acuna's position to save money for the Braves so they can bring in other players later. That's not why he's there, to save the Braves money. His contract is abysmal. I mean, he got grossly underpaid.
And
you're talking about maybe the fourth best player in the league.
And I'm not arguing any. So listen,
behind. But he had no leverage.
But listen,
Mikey, no
leverage. I'm not arguing anything that you're saying, because like I said earlier, I agree with you when I first saw the contract. But at the end of the day, he signed it.
Right.
He signed the deal. He signed that deal.
And you don't have any leverage when you're under a rookie contract. Remember, Acuna and Albies, they could have just said, we're going to pay you $1 million, Ronald. We're going to pay you $400,000 for the next 4 years. They could have, because they're under those rookie deals. They have no leverage. They can't go anywhere. These guys just made a whole bunch more over the next 4 or 5 years. Football fans, keep in mind that Northern Tool and Equipment is sponsoring our draft coverage. Latest team draft updates on 92.9 The Game. Our draft sponsor is Northern Tool and Equipment. Take advantage of huge savings at northerntool.com. All right, we'll wrap this up. A couple more phone calls and some texts, and then we'll get towards the top of the hour with John and Hugh and talk a little bit about what Steve Holman said on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a really interesting draft this year. The people that are going to be around there through the first 20-something picks.
The NFL Draft. We've got your exclusive coverage live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It all starts with Dukes and Bell at 2 p.m. on draft day. And then our NFL Draft Show from 7 to 11 with Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, and Randy McMichael.
No one can cover the draft like us, because our Falcons play here.
It's just time to go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's a drive deep left field. You talk about belted way out into the concourse. Holy smokes. We talked about it. You got to pitch him in. But your margin for error is pretty small. I don't think I've seen a right-hand hitter hit one of the concourse.
Yeah, 462 feet for that blast for Ronald Acuna Jr. Chip Carey and Jeff Francoeur on Fox Sports South. Home run number 5 for Acuna last night, who also had a single and a triple. And a big night, but the Braves fall to the Mets. Same two tonight with Kyle Wright on the mound at SunTrust Park. And welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh. What Steve Holman said about the Hawks, we're going to chop that up top of the hour. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, Pete Prisco joins us live. We're going to ask him if all these Falcons moves are going to pay off, if the Falcons are actually going to make the playoffs from a national perspective. Carlos Bocanegra at 9:20 talking about Atlanta United and trying to get a win in Major League Soccer in the MLS season. That'll be at 9:20 this morning. As we talk a lot about what's going on in sports. And, of course, busy times right now, this being Masters Friday. All right, some more of your – by the way, if you missed any of our earlier conversation about this, all the content on Ozzy Albies and this discussion is being posted up right now on our website at 929thegame.com. You can go to the on-demand section, the show section, and read the very latest. Rich and Noonan has been patient, and we appreciate that. Rich, welcome to the program.
Rich, good morning.
How are you doing?
How you doing this morning, Rich?
Pretty good. What I'd like to know on this deal is there a no-trade clause involved? Because he may love the Braves and play with his buddy Acuna, but this deal makes him very marketable over the next year.
You know, it's funny. I was just somebody else just tweeted that in, and I was like, well, why would – honestly, I don't know, but why would the Braves trade him when this is such a team-friendly contract?
Well, my answer is I don't know, but the answer's got to be no. I mean – you don't give no trade clauses. I mean, you just those only go to those $430 million deals. those lifetime contracts, I would seriously doubt it. I mean, of course you would. You know, you're not. I'd be shocked if it included it. I mean, I'd be stunned.
Yeah, me too. I would agree. So if he has a couple big years and there's somebody the Braves really want, well, another team's going to look at that deal and say, hey, this is great. We'll do it.
Yeah, no, I guess that's possible. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it in those terms. Keep this in mind, and I appreciate that, Rich. You know, another thing to think about here, and again, we don't know the exact details of the contract. Something to keep in mind here as you react to both Acuna and to Albies. They were both under rookie contracts, and for the next 4 years, well, I think three in Albies' case, four in Acuna's case, Albies was going to make like $400,000 a year, and Acuna was going to make $1 million a year. And so the front end hue of these contracts are very player friendly. Albies goes from $423 to $5 million.
Yeah.
And so the Braves didn't have to pay him $5 million, but they are for the next 3 years or so. And Acuna, they were going to pay $1 million to. They're paying him $12.5 million. Where the team gets it is on the backside of this, so it works out for both sides.
You get the money up front, John.
Right.
And the player gets the team gets that team friendly deal. The player gets that financial security.
Right, and we're not talking about – it's not apples to apples. I mean, they're not Mike Trout, okay? They're just not.
Potentially, though. You could argue that Ronald Acuna, though.
Potentially.
Come on, we were sitting here talking about a few weeks right after Mike Trout got his deal, could Ronald Acuna be the next guy to get that money? See, this is how I look at this whole thing with baseball, and this is the main reason why – the Atlanta Braves are at the forefront of all this because they got two of the most dynamic players that are potentially coming up. Is that, think about this for a minute. We were talking about this in the bullpen. Baseball last year had its best marketable year ever. Like, I think they made like $10 billion or something crazy And leading up to that, to this whole Bryce Harper thing, Bryce Harper was always touted to be the next $400 million player.
Right.
So now you got him, you got Mike Trout, and who was the other guy? Manny Machado. And how they sat out there for a long time before anybody made a move.
Right. And then boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Listen, this is baseball's way, in my mind. This is them trying to rein in some of this money by getting these young players and dangling these carrots in front of them at this young age, giving them this money that they haven't seen. And when you look at it, you could, like, there's a strong argument. When you look at these contracts compared to what has been given out, yes, these are bad contracts. But these players signed these contracts. They signed them, John. And that's what you call good business. If you're a businessman, that's good business. Because they've put themselves in position to not only have these young players for a long time during their prime, but also give them the flexibility to go out and get some more guys if they want to do that. And at the end of the day, like being on this station, all I hear all the time is people talk about the Braves don't want to spend no money. Braves don't want to do this. The Braves don't keep young players. How do you keep young talent here? They've done both of these things. And now with them doing that, it's still a complaint. At the end of the day, both of these young men, for whatever reasons, signed the contracts that they signed.
Aaron in Breslin is back. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sure y'all are ready to stop talking about this. I just wish Twitter keyboard people, whoever think they can talk the most smack, just needs to stop. These kids are from Curacao, Venezuela. They were signed at 15, 16, 17 years old. I think this is big. This is big for them. They're not promised tomorrow, so why not take the money? Take it.
Well, there's something to be saying, and appreciate that. Thank you, Aaron, for being set for life.
Well, you know, this is the one time that I wish we could have, like, because Daryl, I got to tell you, Daryl is in my ear, livid at the position that I'm taking. And I keep telling him that I understand everything that he's saying, I'm with. But at the end of the day, you have to step back from all of this. This is a business. And they have made – everybody involved all up in this, they have made business decisions. Whether they're right or wrong outside – everybody on outside looking in, whether they're right or wrong, these are decisions that at the end of the day, as a grown man, you have to be comfortable with. Just like the story I told earlier about the decision that I made when it came to me becoming a Philadelphia Eagle. That was a decision that I was comfortable with. we all make decisions whether or not it's right or wrong. It's good for you. And that's the point that I'm arguing. We can argue all day whether or not this is a good contract, bad contract. We can do that, but that's not the stance that I'm taking. It's a good business decision for everybody involved.
New question for you. Told you it's a busy Masters Friday. We haven't really touched much on the Masters. It's so busy. Steve Holman said something provocative yesterday about the Hawks. We're going to play what he said, and we want you to react to it. That's next with John and you on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.